Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and you're invited. If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves, and you can bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. We, as always, bring stuff to the table that we think that you might find of interest. So you can join us at 603-283-6160. Tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
So Aria had a, I guess, friend is ill, so she may or may not be joining us here tonight. But we have lots of interesting stuff to discuss, including the dawn of demisexuals. This is an opinion piece over at The Guardian. And it's funny because you and I, Bonnie, we were talking about demi people, which is different from demisexuals.
I don't know if demi people is the right term, but like calling yourself like a demi girl or a demi boy, that I think is different than demisexual.
Right, so a demi, apparently the prefix demi means half. So someone who calls themselves a demi girl might have been born a female, but doesn't feel as though they're always like a man, or they're not quite a man, but they're not quite a woman either, so they might call themselves a demigirl.
Correct.
That's my understanding of it. Or a demi-boy, or demi-male, or however, whatever the terminology is.
That's how it was explained to me by someone I know who calls himself, or identifies that way.
As a demigirl. But then the term demisexual apparently means something else, which, according to WebMD, it means someone who only feels sexually attracted to someone when they have an emotional bond with that person. And the story here is from The Guardian, and Arwa Madawi is writing it. The headline, "What does the dawn of demisexuals tell us? How sex-drenched society has become. Pop culture has become more and more sexualized, as sex is sold to us willy-nilly. But young people, she says, are turning away from it in droves." And you're the youngest host, I think, right now on Free Talk Live, since Vincent isn't active.
I was going to say I'm older than Vincent.
He's rarely on these days, so you're the youngest regular host, and you certainly are probably more familiar with pop culture than any other person. So I'm going to jump into this, and we'll see what you think. And again, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. Have you heard the term demisexual? Do you consider yourself that? She says, "It might be hip to be square, but nothing is more passé than being straight these days." That's according to Michelle Kennedy Cuomo.
What is passé?
Oh, God. I think it's like...
That's good or bad.
Like, is that no cool? Longer fashionable.
Oh, okay.
So it's out of date. And this is according to Michaela Kennedy Cuomo. Yes, that's right. She's the 23-year-old daughter of the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, who also happens to be in the news quite a bit these days for being quite over-sexualized. And
she wrote this?
No, she didn't write this article.
Why is she being quoted?
She is apparently a demisexual.
Oh.
In a recent Instagram live stream with a former CEO of a health company, Kennedy Cuomo talked about being queer, noting that when she first came out, she worried that people would think she was attention-seeking.
I don't want to accuse somebody of being attention-seeking, but dang, it seems like a really low bar to be considering yourself queer just because you only want to have sex with people you have an emotional attachment to. That doesn't seem queer to me. Like, that's not the same as, like, oh, people will see me and be prejudiced against me if they see that I'm, like, a cross-dresser or something
like
that.
Right, yeah, she's not dressing weird or whatever. She's not out of place in any sort of physical fashion that would draw attention to herself. So
it seems just like a person that has more, that has,
choosy.
Yeah, choosy person. That's kind of what it seems like. I was going to say I have more standards, but I don't want to insult people who are, you know, promiscuous just because they are, because, you know, that doesn't mean they have no standards. That just, you know, somebody with different standards.
Kennedy Cuomo talked about being queer, which the term queer means strange or odd, right? So is it strange or odd to only be attracted to people that you have a bond with?
I'd say no, not at all.
I don't think so, but let's go on. She said, noting that when she first came out, she worried people would think she was attention-seeking since it's, quote, hip or cool to not be hetero in my liberal bubble, unquote. She then went on to say that after flirting with bisexuality and pansexuality, I'm going to have to look that one up again, pansexual, that's where you'll have sex with anybody, right?
It seems to me like it's the same thing as what you're describing right now as demisexual. Like,
no, pansexuality is the attraction to people regardless of their gender. Pansexual people are sexually attracted to people of every gender.
So specifically, is she attracted to only males or only females, or is she like a bisexual, demisexual? Because,
well, no, it says she flirted with bisexuality and pansexuality.
Yeah, so but I'm just asking, what's the difference between her being a demisexual or a pansexual?
I'm guessing that, she's not here to answer it, right? So my guess would be that because it said here that she flirted with those things, maybe she thought she was attracted to both men and women, but then decided she wasn't.
If she is just attracted to men and she just doesn't want to have sex with guys that she doesn't have an emotional attachment to, I hardly see how that's remotely like anything other than just being a straight woman.
Mm. So the author here, Arwa Madawi at The Guardian, says, reader, I rolled my eyes. I know that's not the kind or constructive thing to do when someone is brave enough to come out, but I'm afraid I couldn't help it. My old gay eyes rolled involuntarily. That was partly due to amazement. When I came out 20 years ago, now this is the author of this, the story, I wasn't worried that people might think I was declaring myself queer because it was cool. It was decidedly not cool. No, I was worried about getting beaten up. I'm not trying to win the oppression Olympics over here. I think it's brilliant that we've gone from words like gay and queer being widespread slurs to something that the privileged offspring of politicians reckon is a badge of honor. Still, I've got to admit there was a dash of cynicism propelling the eye-rolling. Last time I checked, demisexuals weren't exactly an oppressed minority fighting for equal rights. So it sounds like she has kind of a similar viewpoint.
Yeah.
They are just people who aren't sexually attracted to others unless they form a strong emotional bond with them first. Congratulations, she says in parentheses here. Some of you may suddenly have realized that you are not actually the boring hetero you thought you were. You're an exciting demisexual. You even get your very own flag. Oh, really? I got to check this one out. What's a demisexual flag? It's hard to describe. It's pretty dull. It's got like a triangle on the left side and then a white, a purple, and a light, maybe periwinkle blue kind of bar on it. It's pretty blah. Anyway, going on. Acting as if needing to get to know someone before jumping into bed with them constitutes a marginalized sexual orientation that needs a flag seems to play into the hands of right-wingers who are desperate to argue that liberals are narcissists with a victimhood complex. Indeed, conservatives had a field day with headlines about Cuomo Kennedy coming out.
And I can see that the way this person is writing this is just kind of what's going through my head, too. It seems like people like this Cuomo's daughter trying to make themselves sound marginalized by being just a regular straight woman who has to get to know somebody before she has sex with them makes pride and all this stuff seem ridiculous when it really shouldn't be. Pride is just, oh, we used to have to be ashamed, not we, I'm straight, but, like, you know, the LGBT people used to have to be ashamed of, you know, what they feel like their true feelings and identity is, and now we not only accept that in society, but those people can even have pride. Like, that should be all it should be, but, you know, if you're just, like, making it all these silly things that are not marginalized, you're kind of, like, it's kind of like when people say compare something like being talked down to in the office as rape. it's like you're making actual rape victims.
Yeah.
Like you're insulting them.
I don't know if this is as much of people feeling marginalized, because, like, again, who out there has ever talked down to somebody like this, right? Like, I mean, who's been beaten up on the playground, you know, for being a demisexual? It's not a marginalized status at all.
Well, she had to come out.
Which is weird. But maybe it's more about, like, oh, you need an award for being special, too. You're special, too, because of this. You can share your thoughts with us here. 603-283.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and if you want to join us, us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Why someone would want to come out as a quote-unquote demisexual is confusing to me. I think it's really about getting attention, and it really is about wanting to feel special, wanting to have people look at me. I'm different, too. It seems like that's what I'm getting from this so far, and it's Ian and Bonnie here in the studio tonight. We're talking about this, apparently the daughter of Andrew Cuomo. So setting aside Cuomo for a moment, the dad and all of his issues with being violently sexual and threatening and or whatever it was that he allegedly did. Honestly, I haven't followed that case. It's just like when I heard those headlines, oh, wow, wait, you're telling me a politician? Yeah, oh, a politician was sexually inappropriate to people that he was working with? Wow, color me shocked. So, I mean, I just kind of, you know, I buy that. But this story is actually about the Guardian. It's from TheGuardian.com, and it is an opinion piece by Arwa Madawi, and she's talking about the daughter of Cuomo, who apparently came out not too long ago as a so-called demisexual.
Which daughter was it? Because apparently he has three.
Her name is Michaela.
Michaela? Michaela, looks like Michaela.
Yeah, Michaela.
She's, like, really pretty, too.
Yeah, she's not bad, I guess. According to the story here, now, this is from today.com. This was actually written when she did the coming out. So this was July 5th of this year. There's a quote from her here. And, oh, wait, is that, yeah, there's a quote from her. So during her coming out, she says, quote, "I've definitely always dreamed of a world where in which nobody will have to come out." Wait, is this her or her mother?
Sandra Lee is apparently her mother from what I've just Googled.
I'm actually not sure who they're quoting here. This might be activist and author Donato Tramudo. But anyway, here's the quote. It's still interesting.
Oh, no, sorry. Carrie Kennedy is her mother.
Here's the quote. "I've definitely always dreamed of a world in which nobody will have to come out because everybody's sexuality will be assumed fluid and none of our business. But in a world that force-feeds cisgender heterosexuality, coming out of the closet is a lifelong process of unpacking internalized social constructions and stigmas." And I gotta say, I don't think there's any stigma regarding a demisexual. I think most people, when they hear that term, have no idea what it means.
Yeah, I didn't know what it meant until tonight.
Right, and you are somebody who, I mean, you come from the city. You lived in San Antonio. You had a bunch of gay friends. You went to gay clubs. You know, you yourself aren't gay, but, you know, you've been within that particular culture to some extent. You know, you've been amongst people who have actually been discriminated against at some point in the past. Maybe they're not so much today as they would have been in the 1980s or the 70s or 90s or whenever, right? But, you know, you didn't even know what a demisexual was.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm out of the loop.
So, back to the opinion piece at TheGuardian.com. She says, "I don't think demisexuality should be written off as attention-seeking. I think it's instructive to look at what the rise of demisexuality says about sexuality more generally. Kennedy Cuomo, after all, is just one of a growing number of mostly young people who have latched onto the label in recent years." But, you know, it is attention-seeking because if you're coming out, then that's an attention-seeking move.
Yeah, the label itself shouldn't be considered attention-seeking. I mean, if you want to label that something, go ahead and do it. But it's like the coming out, the, you know, making statements like, maybe one day nobody will care that I'm demisexual, whatever it's called.
Or I won't be discriminated against.
You know, like, that's like, okay, nobody's discriminating against you. And also, like, did you really have to tell, like, did you have to come out to your parents and be afraid that they'd be, like, mad at you or look at you a different way or disown you because you said, oh, I only want to have sex with people if I actually like them?
Yeah, I mean, I get why somebody who is gay would want to come out, right? Because that suggests that they are hiding, that they've been hiding for some amount of time in their lives, right? They're not able to be who they truly are.
Yeah.
Maybe they grew up in some sort of religious, oppressive household, and they know that their parents are going to kick them out, or they're going to be turned away from any groups that they might have been friends with because they know their friends hate gay people or whatever.
Or even if it's just going to be super awkward for a while, that's a lot different than coming out as demisexual. It wouldn't even be super awkward. It would just be I think everybody would be like, okay.
Right. Aria here is joining us. Welcome.
Thank you.
We're talking about the story here from TheGuardian.com, the rise of the demisexual. Do you know what a demisexual is? Were you listening on the way in?
I was not, but this is actually something that I looked into a few months ago. I don't remember now exactly what it is. It's someone who only has sexual attraction.
So the trans person doesn't know either, okay.
It's someone who has sexual attraction only to someone they have an emotional connection with. Is that right?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, so basically just someone who isn't, you know, prone to sleeping around.
Yeah, someone who's not a sex hound, basically. Yeah. Yeah. So we're talking about.
They don't really need a term for that. It's basically just straight, right?
Yep. That's what we're basically talking about.
That's kind of what we're talking about here. And apparently the reason why this is being discussed is the daughter or one of the daughters of Andrew Cuomo came out, quote unquote, as a demisexual. And
imagine coming out as a straight person who doesn't sleep around.
Right. I wouldn't even want to. Like, that's the thing. You don't even have to tell people about that. Like,
that's right.
Would you have to tell?
Because you're not oppressed.
I mean, it's not even just that. It's like, okay, that's weird to be telling a magazine.
Well, that's why it is an attention-seeking move, right? So even though the author here of this article is saying that she doesn't think it should be written off as attention-seeking, I'm saying it is.
I don't know how it could be anything else.
Yeah. It's somebody who wants to feel like they're special to be told, oh, you're different too. It's okay, honey.
I mean, there's a word for, you know, people who don't sleep around and who are only attracted to their one mate.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, it's monogamous.
Yeah.
Christian might be a word, conservative. I don't know. But demisexual just seems like an unnecessary term.
As it points out here, they even have their own flag.
Plus, that even seems like something that will change a lot during your life. Like, maybe for a while before you meet, like, the guy you want to be monogamous with,
mm-hmm.
like, maybe you'll sleep around for a while. Like, does that mean you're not demisexual? And then, like,
I guess that would mean you're not at that moment.
And then you become it. Like
demisexual
the next
later.
Year.
Is that like how someone can be gay in 1 minute and then straight the next day? They're like, no, that never actually happened. I'm straight.
So let me go on here with this piece. She says, I think it's instructive to look at the rise of demisexuality says about sexuality more generally. Kennedy Cuomo is someone who's latched onto this label. She says, the portrayal of women in the popular media has become increasingly sexualized. Porn has never been so accessible. Dating apps such as Tinder mean it has never been so easy to hook up. But here's the funny thing. While pop culture has become more and more sexualized, statistics show that young people are actually having far less sex than previous generations. And we've heard this before. We've talked about some of these numbers.
Is it because they're sitting in their rooms terrified of COVID?
No, this is prior to that.
Okay.
So prior to COVID, the numbers showed that, like, teenagers, for instance, and probably people in their 20s and, you know, millennials and Z.
Yeah, I remember seeing it about millennials even during, like, you know, the beginning of Trump years. Like, millennials are having less sex.
And it's not just in the United States. It's, like, in Japan as well. They're actually having issues with, they're not even having enough babies there to replace the old people that are dying off. So
wow.
That's a problem. We got more coming up here. You can share your thoughts. 603-283-6160. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are close to 1 million more job openings and people looking for work. The Labor Department is reporting a record 10.1 million job openings in June, up from 9.5 million in May. There are now 8.6 million people out of work in the United States. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on Monday released a text of the budget resolution through which Democrats plan to pass $3.5 trillion worth of agenda items along party lines, including massive government benefit programs and climate spending. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty says we can expect more inflation.
Said a $3.5 trillion debt bomb that's going to be launched on society. It's also the major component of Joe Biden's transformation of America. This is a social reformation of our nation like we've never seen before.
This is USA Radio News. The Senate is set to pass an infrastructure bill. Wes Pry has what's in the bill from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The infrastructure bill is currently in the works to become law and will be voted on this week after lawmakers advance the bill Saturday. In the bipartisan bill is a mileage tax for all drivers on American roads within 1 year of passage. Senator Kevin Cramer, Republican from North Dakota, says by passing this legislation, it will make the next partisan infrastructure deal much more difficult for the Democrats.
And we make the next deal much more difficult politically for moderate Democrats to support. So we actually, in passing this, I think have created a political advantage for moderates and for conservatives in this country.
The senator says he expects a vote by Wednesday.
Pfizer is now awaiting full FDA approval of its COVID-19 vaccine. A Kaiser Family Foundation survey found 3 in 10 unvaccinated adults say they would be more inclined to get the vaccine if it was fully approved. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up what you want here. We are talking about the demisexual, which there's really not much to say about it. I mean, it's just somebody who's attracted to the person that they're emotionally involved with.
Yeah, which is normal.
Which is, yeah,
I don't know if it's normal. It's historically the norm, at the very least.
But now there's a term for it, and one of the daughters of Andrew Cuomo has come out apparently earlier this summer as being one of them because she needs more attention, I guess. She doesn't feel special enough, so she needs to know that she's special too.
Maybe she's one of those, like, politicians' daughters who wants to come out with a Kardashian-type, you know, show or something, because she's, like, the prettiest of her three sisters, and I know that they're...
You checked, huh?
Yeah, I looked at the other ones. And, maybe this is just like she doesn't care if it gets bad publicity like it got me to Google who she is.
All publicity is good publicity. So we can continue with that discussion here. And then coming up, the Libertarian Party versus the Free State Project, which is the best approach for more freedom in our lifetime. As we continue here, Ian, Aria, and Bonnie in the studio. Plus, you can tune into us over on Odyssey, which is a video sharing website competing with YouTube. What's the difference? Well, Odyssey is a more freedom-oriented site. It is based on the library sort of backbone, the protocol that's behind Odyssey. Library is a decentralized, uncensorable, blockchain-based media sharing protocol. And we've been on Library for years here on Free Talk Live. So that means we're also on Odyssey. You can go and check out our channel, and you can follow it over at video.freetalklive.com. We are streaming the video feed live through Odyssey, as well as video archives are there. Once again, that is video.freetalklive.com. So to go back to this story here, it's again, it's an opinion piece, Ara Madawi, writing for TheGuardian.com, and she's using this demisexual coming out of this girl from the Cuomo family as an excuse to talk about what she says is a pop culture that has become more and more sexualized. And I don't know. I mean, I can't say that I follow pop music or whatever closely.
Well,
but
you always say that all the music I listen to is about sex.
That's always been the case, though.
That's the thing, yeah.
A little bit more subtle back when Led Zeppelin did it, but not always.
I feel like Making Love is pretty old.
Yeah, it's certainly one of the oldest things. But that song, sorry. What song's that?
I Feel Like Making Love. I don't know who's.
Oh, I think that's
Def Leppard, right?
Yeah,
it's like the 80s.
Feel Like Making Love. That's not Def Leppard.
I'm pretty sure it is.
We'll have to look it up.
Yeah, I don't know who it is. If it's not Def Leppard, then I don't know.
But yeah, you're right, though. The lyrics back in the 70s and the 80s were a little more subtle, and even more so back in like the 50s or the 60s. But still, a lot of these pop songs were about...
Bad Company.
Thank you. We're about sex. We're about making love. Things like that. But I mean,
all the way back to like Lord Byron, who was a poet during the Romantic era in Victorian England. He was constantly writing songs about sex, but if you didn't know the lingo of the day, you weren't going to catch the references.
Yeah.
Just like you have, you know, 45-year-old moms dancing and singing Ludacris, and they don't know what the words actually mean. They don't know what skeet means, but they're sitting there shouting it at the top of their lungs, right? They have no idea what they're singing about. This has always been the case.
Yeah, you'll have to check Urban Dictionary, because I don't think we can say what that word means on the air. But so I think it is more obvious today. I mean, it is definitely more in your face as far as what the lyrics are. They're less subtle. They're more clear. They're more raunchy, I guess you could say, in a lot of cases, because some of these songs are just straight up talking about sex. And
sure.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, per se, but I don't feel like it's recent as in, like, just the last decade. They were doing that in the aughts. I mean, it was pretty sexualized in the aughts. I don't feel like pop music or pop music videos, for instance, are any more sexy or sexualized now than they were 10 or 20 years ago.
Yeah, I'm a Slave for You is like one of the most sexualized songs and videos I can think of. Yeah, I was like...
That was like 20 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what year now.
I don't know about pop music, but I mean, in general, music has always been heavily leaning towards sexual themes.
Well, I mean, in the last couple of decades... You know, you look at artists like J-Lo and others, you know, in the pop music scene. I mean, you and I grew up, I think, on metal, right?
Yeah.
J-Lo's old.
J-Lo is she's in, what, 50 now or something like that?
She's over 50, and her music started in, like, the early aughts.
She started in the late 90s, I think, mid to late 90s. But
I thought you were calling her recent, sorry.
A lot of these, well, I'm giving her as an example, you know, Shakira, J-Lo, some of these artists that have been around for a few decades now, they've sort of like, you know, when they come out, especially Britney Spears is a great example of this, like she's this wholesome teenager when she comes out and then she turns into a stripper. Or another example would be, what's the girl that shaved her head and is
that
on a wrecking ball?
Well, oh,
she did that too, yeah. Miley Cyrus.
Did Miley Cyrus shave her head?
Yeah,
well, she has
did.
Shorter hair. She didn't, like, shave her head in a, you know...
Didn't she do that for the Wrecking Ball?
Short hair. She didn't, like, just shave her head, like, in a, you know, mental crisis.
It was a drastic short haircut, though. Like, it was... I would call it mental crisis.
A lot of her videos are heavily sexual, right? But that's sort of the point.
But they weren't when she was Hannah Montana.
Right. Well, obviously.
Right. So there's this, and Vigilant Citizen talks about this over on his blog at vigilantcitizen.com. Sort of this Disney female arc where they start out as like the Disney princess or female, you know, girl character, and then once they hit 18, they turn into a stripper, basically, and they just go all to the max, total maximum sexuality. And
Miley Cyrus is doing a metal cover album,
is she? Yeah.
She just came out with a rock album, and it was so great.
It's already out.
Well, she came out with one last year called Plastic Hearts, but I think she's coming out with another one that's like rock metal or whatever.
I saw her do a cover of the Cranberry song Zombies, and it was good.
It was good. So, yeah. But those things, I don't think those happened in the 1980s, you know, like Disney.
Back when Disney was still taking over the world.
Yeah, you didn't see the over-sexualization of pop stars. I mean, Madonna was sexy, but not in the, like, I'm a stripper.
Yes, she was, but she was a Disney. But, like, it didn't happen
to... I'm just giving them as an example of the sort of ramped-up sexualization of the female pop star.
Well, but to your point, they didn't do that with Hilary Duff from Lizzie McGuire.
Okay.
Or with Raven Simone, I wouldn't say.
But are they pop stars?
Yeah. I mean, they have their own, like, small pop, like...
But are they pop stars? Like, I've heard the name Hilary Duff, but
yeah,
I couldn't tell you...
She didn't, like, take off. I watched a video
saying.
About it.
If you want to be a star, you've got to be basically a stripper, right? Like, look at some of these...
I don't know. Taylor Swift doesn't really do the whole stripper thing. She's one of the most, like, famous artists in the world today.
Okay.
I hate her.
Maybe there are some exceptions. But didn't they also, like, put Taylor Swift in some sort of satanic ritual on, like, Illuminati... kind of thing at some point.
I try to ignore Taylor Swift and not pay her any attention and hope she disappears.
She's actually one of the few popular musicians that I actually have respect for because she does write a lot of her own music.
I get that, but I just dislike her.
What Miley Cyrus does, which is like get a producer to write it all and then somebody writes lyrics for her and she just sings it.
So she doesn't write her
stuff? She has a good voice.
She does, but she's not a musician.
I just don't like Taylor Swift.
I think you
can make me.
I think that you can give, counter examples, because not everybody probably goes through this particular arc, but it happens now, and it didn't happen before. And when I say before, I mean, like, the 80s or the 90s.
Well, weren't, like, Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake, weren't they, like, the first of the Disney kids to reach adulthood?
Yeah, that's so true, because they were, like, Mickey Mouse Playhouse, and then they, like, Christina Aguilera was one, and she became super...
And she totally slid it out.
Yeah, I guess you could say it like that.
Right. So I'm just saying I don't feel like the sort of slutting out of pop stars was just the last 5 years. I think it's been going on for a couple of decades. And
I would agree.
And she does make an interesting point here, and that is that young people are less sexualized, even though the culture seems to be more sexualized. It doesn't seem to be having that effect on teenagers or Gen Z millennial types because they're having less sex than previous generations did.
It's just weird because, like, I hear that all the time, but I don't see that in real life. And most of my friends are either, like, oldest Gen Z, youngest millennial.
You're saying
they don't have normal amounts of sex.
You're saying they're having a lot of sex?
Lot of sex.
603-283-6160. You can join us here, share your thoughts. Are you in these generations? What are your comments? It's Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up what you want here. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. What started as a story about demisexuals is actually an opinion piece from TheGuardian.com written by Arwa Madawi, where she kind of laughs at the, she even says she rolled her eyes at finding out that the daughter of Andrew Cuomo, or one of the daughters of Andrew Cuomo, had quote-unquote come out as being a demisexual, which is just somebody who's sexually attracted to the person that they're in love with, basically, the person that they have feelings for, emotions for.
I mean, and that's not terribly unusual.
Well, I guess she wants you to think that it is, and maybe, I mean, Bonnie, you were saying that you feel like your friends are having very active sex lives, and they're millennials and Generation Z types.
Yeah, I can't think of one person that I'm friends with that, like, doesn't have sex a lot that isn't in a relationship.
That's pretty much where I'm at as well. The people who I know who aren't having sex are not having sex because, you know, they're incompetent and don't know how
to talk to somebody or whatever.
Well, I mean, they try, but they're nerds, and
so they would like to have a lot of sex.
They would like to, yes, but they don't know how to approach the issue succeed.
So it's possible that it is unusual then. Like maybe being a demisexual isn't quote unquote typical or normal.
Well, even the people who are having sex, I wouldn't say the vast majority of them are just sleeping around, right? Some of them are in relationships, or some of them are only sleeping with one person. They're not necessarily committed, but they're still only sleeping with the one person.
Well, then maybe they're demisexuals.
But that's just normal for me.
Yeah. Like my friends that are like straight females that I know, when they're not in a relationship, like in between a relationship, they're like meeting a guy, talking to them for a while, only having sex with like him, but not dating yet, you know, or maybe only having sex with like a couple guys, but not dating them yet. Then maybe if it doesn't work out, move on to another one type of thing. They're still having a lot of sex, but...
But is it an emotional attraction that they have to the person?
Because,
or is it
because they're seeking a relationship, mm-hmm. and they don't just, like, not have sex until we're living together.
So they're not likely to, let's say, have sex on the first date? Or are they?
Probably are.
I imagine it's hard to establish an emotional connection
on the first date.
But that's what they're seeking. Like, they don't want to have sex with him and a million other people. They're just like, oh, I really liked him. And like,
but if they're having sex with a person on the first date, unless they're saying this is love at first sight, then it's probably not an emotional connection. They're probably hoping that the sex will generate that sort of a connection for them, or maybe that it'll snag the guy.
Or it's like they have chemistry and they want to see where it goes. Mm. But you know,
having
what I mean?
Sex on the first date is not a good way of establishing chemistry and seeing where it goes. In my experience,
I just think that it's different than somebody who's like, "All right, let's hook up and then I'll see you when I see you." Like, that's different. Or like maybe never see you again, or like going on Grindr and just like meeting up with somebody specifically.
I don't know if the hopes of the individual. I mean, I see what you're saying and on how it's different. Like, they're not just.
I said maybe on the first date. Now you're just making me read my friends.
Okay, well, but maybe, you know, from what you've said here, Bonnie, and obviously you're just one person who is a young... Are you a young millennial? Yeah, you're a young millennial.
I'm supposedly the last year of millennial, and mm-hmm. I just don't feel like I'm a millennial. I don't really feel like a Generation Z either, but...
What does being a millennial feel like?
I just feel like, I don't know, like people who are born in, like, 1985... That's so different than somebody who was born in 1996 because, like,
that's true.
I grew up with, you know, a computer in my house. I had a cell phone in middle school. I don't know how to explain it.
I agree with you. It's different. There are huge differences between a tenured. I mean, Mark's 10 years older than me, and we've got a lot of differences.
There are just things like the what are they called? Generation Z
Generation
people
Z.
Will probably be way different than me. Like, you know, oh, you were born after 9/11. That's weird. But there's things that millennials are way different than me. I feel like 1995 like, to, like, 1999 is its own little thing, which a lot of people have said.
So let me go back here into the final thoughts from TheGuardian.com. She's talking about... the portrayal of women in media is increasingly sexualized. Porn has never been so accessible. I don't know. Porn's not more accessible now than it was 10 years ago, though. I mean, it was always
accessible.
Or even than,
like, 30 or 40 years ago.
I mean, well, it's way more accessible than it was 30 or 40 years ago.
Well, there were magazines.
Yeah, but
I don't know how hard it really would have been for a kid to, like... grab one and pocket it at the news corner or wherever.
Well, I mean,
they
that's stealing, so, I mean, most kids don't want to get involved in that sort of thing,
okay,
I would hope.
Okay, but clicking that button that says, yes, I'm 18 is also fraud.
Well, not really.
I'm not saying that kids should have stolen or anything like that, but
it's not fraud because there's no loss on the part of the...
I'll give it to you, though. It is significantly easier to just open up a website.
It's a lot easier now.
Okay,
but it's been that easy for the last 15 to 20 years, so it's not like all of a sudden that's a new thing. She says, here's the funny thing, though. A lot of young people are having far less sex than previous generations. There's been a lot of hand-wringing about hookup culture, but it may be more of a media invention than a reality. Indeed, kids these days seem to spend more time describing the exact specifications of their sexuality and where it sits on various spectrums than they do actually having sex. Sex is...
I will accept that statement for sure. Mm-hmm. That's how we ended up with terms like demisexual.
Sex is supposed to sell, and it's being sold to us willy-nilly, but as the rise of demisexuality shows, fewer people seem desperate to buy into what we've been told sexuality is supposed to look like. And it could very well be, Bonnie, that maybe the sort of pop culture of sex is that you're supposed to have it a lot, and you're supposed to want to have it a lot, and maybe that's what your friends are sort of expressing. Whether it's true or not, what they're saying is another question. Maybe they're trying to play into what they're expected to be seen as when it comes to their sexuality, when the reality is maybe they really are only attracted to the person that they are emotionally connected with, but they want to seem like they're a little bit more promiscuous.
I don't know anybody that I would think is doing that. I just, anybody that I know pretty personally, if they're, like, having sex with a hot guy because they want to have sex with a hot guy, that's, like, pretty much what it is. But, like, I don't know.
It's sad to think about, you know, anyone out there having sex because they think it's what society expects them to do, right? Rather than because they genuinely want to. such people, if they exist, should reevaluate themselves. Like, do I actually want this, or has society convinced me that I want this, or has society convinced me that this is the role I need to play?
Right. I'm just wondering, like, is there a group of people out there who is pretending to play that particular role when the reality is that's not what's happening, where they want to be seen as though they're sort of fitting in or doing what they're expected to be doing when they're, in point of fact, not. And she links to this whole article by The Atlantic written in 2018, because, again, we've talked about this before here on Free Talk Live, how the sexual interactions of younger people is lower than previous generations, than Generation X, for instance. And it says, you know, this is another interesting story, that the share of Americans who say sex between unmarried adults is not wrong at all is at an all-time high. New cases of HIV, however, at an all-time low. Most women can get birth control for free and the morning after pill without a prescription. If hookups are your thing, Grindr and Tinder offer the prospect of casual sex within the hour.
And the HIV thing, I mean, PrEP is a thing.
That's a very new thing, though. That only came out like 2019, didn't it?
Oh, really? PrEP? I didn't know that. But PrEP is prophylaxis, right? Is that the word? It's like, it means that you take it before you catch a disease, and it makes it harder for you to catch the disease.
There's a thing for AIDS for that?
Yeah, like
for
if HIV? You take it
helps
it
to prevent the spread of HIV.
So yeah, that would explain why the spread would be lower, but I didn't know it was only as new as 2019. That's pretty.
I don't think it's very old.
Hmm.
The story goes on to give all these examples of polyamory is a household word, and they're talking about kinks, and, you know, all this sexuality in culture is now nonstop, right? But then they say, despite this, American teenagers and young adults are having less sex. According to the studies here, the CDC from 1991 to 2017 did a youth risk behavior survey, where the percentage of high school students who'd had intercourse dropped from 54 to 40%. And that's not a statistically insignificant drop.
No, that's pretty major.
That's a huge drop. In the space of generations, sex has gone from something most high school students have experienced to something that most haven't.
I don't know if it was something that most had experienced even when I was in high school.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was a majority. I remember my friends acted like I was so old when I lost my virginity at 17. I guess I can say that on the radio, right? But,
yeah, you just did.
But so they all did. But I feel like there was like, I don't know. I feel like the majority didn't.
17's legal in Texas, so whoever it was didn't rape you. The number 603-283-6160, quote unquote. 603-283-6160, which again goes back to what you said earlier, the idea of statutory rape being an insult to a real rape victim. There's more coming up here. You can join us. Take control of the airwaves. Whether you want to comment on sexuality or whatever's on your mind. Hour 2's.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.